Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On kaya959.
Evening, Cisco. Happy New Week on the last day of the month.
Yes,
I mean, I prefer cash. Because mang tola, nyaz mang 70 cash, mang toli change, nye hlanganisa and have another 10 rand to 20 rand to use. And also, ever since nga 70 card in some places, because I was bakanga kanjani, nga tola sing. Don't tell like over my 50 rand, I'm 100 rand. So I had to block that card and gain the leisure. Also, among my establishment, they charge us crazy amount banking fees for us with the swipe. So I was charged 10 rand for pay transaction. You know, so I was like, you know what? It's best if I use cash. So there's no extra that I pay.
Hey, sis Gugu, yo, mina, I never have cash in ngiba nenkinga when I need to buy, like if I keep and all of that stuff. So I'm a tap and go with my cell phone. I don't even know where my card is right now.
Yep, Pumla, I agree with you. I'm one of those as well. Sos Tombe, always lovely hearing from you. And thank you for your voice note. Also saying that you strike a balance between cash and card. Chris, let's hear what you say.
Hi, sis Gugs. Good evening. Great show as usual. For me, I happen to have to transact a lot, and I happen to use the card a lot. But preferably, I would prefer to carry cash. I don't know. It just says it carries a different weight, and it has a different meaning. I prefer to feel it. Pep. So yeah, I'm using card right now, but where I get the chance, I'll withdraw the money just to have it in hand, just to feel it.
Oh my goodness, Chris, you sound like you like flossing. Like being a baller because you like the feeling of money, hey? No. I'm one of those digital payments people. We see so many of your voice notes, so please do keep them coming. Dombigayi Sempumi, Dumza will come to you in just a moment, but you too can keep your voice notes coming as well. Mampia, I also see yours as a WhatsApp message that's come through. And if you're wondering where all these voice notes come from, it's a conversation we've been having since the first hour. Now, there's been big news happening in the banking environment where Lesaka Technologies, they are the company behind Kazang as a payment point of sale device for small businesses to make use of, but also EasyPay. If you think about digital payments that happen in the background, it's a fintech business that wants to buy Bank Zero for well over R1 billion. Bank Zero, competitor in the digital banking space. As the name suggests, no branches, everything is online, completely digital. And their main objective, to try to get banking costs to zero. They compete with the likes of Tyme Bank and Discovery Bank, given their digital touch points in South Africa. Now, both these entities confirmed on Friday that they are looking to have Lesaka buy out Bank Zero, but the leadership of Bank Zero will still play a critical role on board appointments at Lesaka. Now, that's the context of why we're talking about payments, because that particular deal gives us a better understanding of what's happening in the payments environment in South Africa. Fundamentally, banks and non-banking platforms, even our cell phone providers, have all provided innovative ways to make sure that when you and I tap our card, enter a particular code, or even use particular QR codes, using someone's number, we're able to send and transact and use money for payments in different ways. And that's where the question comes in South Africa. According to some of the latest data from the South African Reserve Bank, 60% of the major transactions in South Africa are still cash-based. Now, that's a lot of money circulating the economy. Whilst you and I must enjoy the benefits of certain apps and even tap-and-go systems of our cards, we're also aware that it does contribute significantly to the different types of economies we have in the country. Formal and informal. And the informal sector, where you buy your plate of food, where you go into a taxi and fundamentally pay for a ride, to the point where it's even known and accepted that the front seat of a taxi, you will help count the money and the change and distribute the change to everyone else sitting in the taxi. That speaks to the normal interactions we have with cash in our society. But what if I told you that all of this could change? Can you imagine a cashless ecosystem in the taxi industry? You hop into a taxi, your Quantum, you tap and you pay, and you're done. No need for 4-4, no need to calculate the costs, no need to distribute change and keeping cash on you. Well, some of you might say it's too far to imagine, but there are some innovators in the industry who are doing this and, of course, challenging the status quo, but also bringing about a positive development to the payments environment in South Africa. The CEO of Wexed Solutions joins us now, Anthony Stewart, to help us unpack how this business is already making it easier for so many minibus taxis to ensure that they're part of a cashless ecosystem. Anthony, such a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Thank you for having me tonight. It's great to be on your show.
I am so excited to speak to you. And thank you as well for joining us so quickly, because this has really been a conversation bubbling under, and we thought, hold on, we need an expert like you on board. First things first, help us understand, you know, what Wexed Solutions does within the cashless environment. Because when I mentioned to a few of my peers earlier that taxis could be cashless, they said, no ways, not in South Africa. But you're challenging that status quo, right?
Yes, I couldn't get my T-shirt on quick enough that says I love taxis. But the whole thing is that in the transport industry, we want to focus on getting those point of sale devices into the taxis and enabling you to jump into the taxi, as you said, and just tap and pay. But it's not as simple as just having a device in the taxi. The taxi industry is very complex in how that money gets split up between the owners and the drivers and the associations, basically. And there's a lot of history in that you have to work with. And that's our main aim, is to start off to work with an association, work with the mother bodies in South Africa as well, the taxi mother bodies, and then basically go one route at a time and make it cashless.
100%. And truth be told, I think for a lot of us as South Africans, this would be so seamless and so simple, because we're already used to using digital payments or just tapping our cards or our phones within established stores. But help us understand, within the context of taxis, you've already implemented this and in certain markets. Maybe before we look at those outcomes, we also need to look at the risks of cash within the taxi industry. Many people typically think, well, it's what taxi owners want. And maybe to a certain extent, it is what they do. They do want, but there's also increased risks to cash within the taxi economic ecosystem. Talk to us about that, because you have amazing data on the transport revolution and some of the losses that take place here.
Yeah, I think that, you know, wherever there's cash, there's a great potential for violence and theft to occur. Right? It's very easy to do that. The second you make that digital, you take away the temptation of having cash there as well. And I think you know, I think you've probably found out from a lot of your fans is that the they've done surveys where they've asked the commuters how many commuters would like to go cashless, and almost 100% have come back and said they don't want to carry cash, because at some stage or another they've been robbed with their money in the morning, right? Which is the most popular time to be robbed with your taxi money, because you've got money, enough money to get to work and to come back and maybe to do some grocery shopping as well. So you often lose money in the morning. And then the drivers also have this principle, or it's a concept called Coastfeld, where, you know, it's like somebody dealing out biscuits, one for you, one for me, one for you, one another two for me type of thing. And the drivers have, it's this principle that's known of where between 30 to 50% of the money is actually lost to Coastfeld, to drivers. Now, it's because potentially a lot of drivers are also underpaid. They're not recognized, in the digital or financial economy, right? If you're a driver and you getting paid only in cash, how does a bank recognize you? You cannot get credit. It's too expensive. You know, you're talking about Bank Zero as an example. It's still expensive to go and take your cash, put it in a bank on a daily basis. You're going to get charged a deposit fee to put it in. And then every time you want to pull it out, the bank's going to charge you a fee to use that as well. And just to have the money there, another fee as well. So the fees in the ecosystem also play an important role. And because the drivers cannot get recognized in the environment or in the cash environment, a banking environment, You get the situation where maybe 4% of drivers actually physically own a home because it's hard for them to raise finance. And, you know, when you look at, like, when I bought my first house or my first car or whatever it was that I wanted, I had to get myself a credit history first,
yes.
Okay? And if you can't get that credit history, then you're kind of stuck in this environment where you have to pull on cash all the time. Now, the only way to move away from cash is to create other benefits, right? So people know that the taxi industry loves cash, but if you can create other benefits and say, listen, I can help you make more money, I can help you get financially included, I can, instead of just being dependent on fares for your taxi, I can now start selling airtime, lotto, electricity in your taxi because I'm creating a digital environment for you.
Yep.
I can also look at the taxi and say, you know, there's great companies out there like Yetu that look at making the taxis that have a digital device in them, and they're doing nothing between 9 and 3 o'clock as an example, and they're going using them for deliveries. Okay, for like a company. So you can put, let's say for Takealot, put a big Takealot magnet sticker on the side of the car and use the digital device to scan 30, 40, 50 parcels, and that taxi can go off and go and earn more money during the day.
Yeah.
And so the driver can earn more cash, the owner can earn in this, and everybody can be part of a better working environment type of thing, right? Other than, you know, it's like my grandmother always used to say, you know, whenever I had nothing to do, I'd get into trouble. And
true.
if you know, and the taxi industry is also very saturated. That's also another challenge, right? Is that when before COVID, it was doing relatively well, but COVID came along and the taxi industry lost a lot of income. But the number of taxis did not go down. So where before you maybe had just using random numbers, 40 taxis serving one route and being at full capacity. Now that route is maybe at 60, 70% capacity because the jobs have gone down, whatever the reasons are that it's gone down, but you still got the full complement of taxis over there.
Mm.
And so there's violence where people are fighting. You know, we did a particular implementation, and while we were implementing, 4 or 5 taxis were repossessed while we were there.
Because
the guys are trying to be honest businessmen, but the situation is that they've lost half of their income basically because the route is so oversaturated, as an example.
Yeah.
And, I'm carry on talking about this for hours. So,
I love it, Anthony, yeah. Because that's the passion that we're looking for, right? Because we see that you live by this and you embody it. And you're quite right. You know, there's so many risk factors. There's so many aspects that we need to be mindful of, including the financial inclusion of the taxi drivers themselves who want to own homes, who want to be able to take their kids to school and build up that credit record. But let's come back to, you know, how the solution has been implemented. You mentioned an implementation, and I'm so keen to understand, firstly, you know, how it is that you've gotten taxi associations to come on board and make the system simple and easy to use. Because the truth is, it's just literally having at least some kind of payment, point of sale device or payment system within a taxi that is also interlinked to the various, I guess, stakeholders and players within that ecosystem.
Look, I think if you asked me to do this 10 years ago, I would have looked at you twice and said, I think you're a little bit crazy. But what's happened in the meantime is that you've got companies like Bolt and Uber and InDrive that have come along that have started creating a digital revolution in the transport space. And this has put massive pressure on the taxi industry as well, especially with their little, with ad hoc travels during the day. It's easier for people rather to grab their phone and get Bolt or Uber online than try and go outside and hail it a taxi as an example. And that convenience is there. And so the taxi industry has felt that pressure, basically. Now, it's also, when you start off, you have to go into an association and get to know the chairperson of the association. You need a visionary chairperson. So, like, our first one was with an association called Portransa in Rustenburg, and the chairperson there was very visionary in saying, like, we need to go down this line. We know that it is something that our organization needs to be part of. And you have a person like that that's part of the industry that then talks to the members and gets the members on board for a particular route, as an example. And then what we do is we start off with 10, 20 taxis on that route, and then the people get the benefit straight away, right? So as the people are tapping on the taxi, you can actually see the transactions coming up in the owner's app that the people are physically tapping on the taxi.
And I'm assuming that drives increased demand, right? Because now they actually want to be in a taxi that provides them with that option, cash or card.
Yeah, so one of my favorite things that I never caught on video is one of my guys was at one of the ranks, and he saw this lady standing there, and all the taxis were coming and going. And it was, he approached this elderly lady and said, listen, is everything okay? You know, you haven't gotten any of the taxis and stuff. And she says, no, I'm waiting for the cashless one.
Oh, right? Wow.
So which was really cool because, and then I've seen a lot of videos where we've got our devices on the taxis and they're cashless. And some guys looked really frustrated because he had to go somewhere on a salsa day where the ATMs were busy. So he waited for an hour to go and get cash. Okay.
Wow,
and then he
meanwhile.
Came next to me and he videos it. You know, like, guys, like, seriously, I've been in line for an hour and I get here and it's cashless.
Got you. Oh, man. Anthony, we do have a few voice notes, but what you're describing is so phenomenal. And I think also, you know, challenges us with our thinking because many people said, oh, no, it's not going to happen within the tax industry. But you also do this in agriculture and a few other spaces in South Africa's economy. But I guess keeping with taxis, because it always is intriguing to us and our community. Are other associations receptive? Can we see this being rolled out nationally? And are there still issues of contention and some pushback from players?
There are still pushback. Interestingly enough, I always thought that the drivers would give us the biggest amount of pushback, but the drivers want to, like I mentioned before, be recognized, be employees, be financially included, have other opportunities to earn jobs. We've had a couple of challenges with owners. Where the owners, especially of large fleets now, can suddenly, you'll see that they're generating a large income and now worried about SARS, I think is the biggest question that the guys have. What's going to happen with SARS?
I see.
But you know, it's a conversation of that if you're running a business and you now recognize a whole bunch of income, you also need to recognize all your expenses as well, and then run it properly like that, and you can actually start to, you know, and like I said, it's more a case of we focus on benefits for owners, we focus on benefits for drivers, we make sure that the commuters get benefits, right? So if you jump on a taxi, you want to know that, we know the Road Accident Fund is the fund, so WACF assists with issuing insurance for commuters, right? And in the same way, the drivers have no kind of insurance either, so we give the drivers an insurance as well as part of the, when we collect the fees, some of our subpayments then go to looking after that. So it's making sure that everybody gets benefits, because nobody's going to move away from cash unless the benefits far outweigh the drawbacks.
100%. Anthony, this has been such a refreshing conversation. It's definitely not the last. I wish you could see the number of voice notes we have here on standby. Sizwe, T, Mbazo, Prince, Gigi, Sale. There's so many of our regular family members here on Kaya Biz who are sharing their thoughts with us. And I think we've really started to get the conversation going on this. So we definitely will touch base in future, Anthony. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for the inbox. It was great to talk.
Likewise. That's Anthony Stewart, yep. CEO of Waxed Solutions. As you've heard, bringing cashless opportunities to not only the agricultural space, but cashless taxis. Yay. Look at their website, Waxed, WAXD.solutions, without the E. And that's where you can get a lot more information around how they actually work. Literally tap and pay in a taxi. Let's play a few of your voice notes just to get some feedback. There are so many. Oh, I love it. I love it when you do the show with me. It gets me so excited. But quite a few voice notes. I love it when you do the show with me. It gets me so excited. But quite a few voice notes. We won't be able to get through all of them. But here are just a few to help you get some feedback on our conversation.
I think about 10 to 15 years ago, the Pretoria Joburg line tried this cashless solution.
Yes.
Where you would pay the amount to almost like a ticket office. And then by the time you get on the taxi, then you use just that card to climb on the taxi. So, hey, like, it's a difficult industry. They cash driven, but all the best for him and what they are trying to push.
So true. Thank you so much for that as well. I see your voice notes, Mobulawa as well. There was Tobile as well who shared a voice note. Mr. Tenpa saying, hey, such a sensitive topic, this one, with a smiley face. Hey, yeah, it's a tough one. Go ahead.
Hey, Gugu. Okay, for me, imali yami iphelela phakathi kwe-card. Like, I swipe to the last 2 randi. Like, I swipe. If I have to use cash, go buy inginga because I never withdraw. The other day, robotini, I couldn't buy because I didn't have cash. And yeah, I didn't have mishone 1 rand. So imali yami iphelela kwi-card. And then, unless if umuntu ngiphe imali, then I'll have cash.
You know, Sis Cooks, as an e-hailing driver, I can tell you right now that in the transport industry, a lot of people want to move digital, but a lot of them still prefer cash because they feel that way I can physically give you the money and tomorrow I don't have anyone taking my money from my bank account. So it's all. I think people are scared of being scammed. As much as the world is moving digital, so are criminals. They have found rather creative ways to scam people, and with the e-hailing apps being one of the many. So I don't know. A lot of people are scared. Because of you still have people that don't have banking apps. You'd be surprised by how many people don't have banking apps because of safety.
So true. Thank you so much for that one, Mbazo. So many voice notes have come through and we can't play them all, unfortunately, because of time. Unless I just do a takeover with Pimelo Modine on Point of View. As I give her a side eye. But Point of View with Pimelo Modine is coming up next. In the next few minutes, you will be able to listen to that between 8 and 10 o'clock. It's been amazing doing the show with you. And thank you so much for all your perspectives on how you use your cash, how you spend your money. And most importantly, if we can move to a cashless society in South Africa. Oh, it's amazing doing business with you. Quite literally, because it's never boring. Do keep listening. POV coming up in the next minute.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.